Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. This is Charlene. Welcome to Grace Multiplied, a mature persuasion podcast. Welcome. Now, if it's your first time coming to this podcast, welcome. And if you're returning to this podcast, welcome back. You are wise. I am so excited. I'm doing all I can right now to just contain myself because I know it's the Lord working for me, in me, and through me. So again, I say to you, welcome to Grace Multiplied, a mature persuasion podcast. And we're just so glad to have you here. Just want to let you know a little bit about what we believe here, just in case it's your first time coming to this podcast. We believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe that he died for us on the cross, was buried in the grave, and then rose from the grave for our justification on our behalf. We believe in that. We believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe in God. It's our choice. We believe that everyone has free will of choice, and we choose to believe in God. Now, when I say we, I'm specifically talking about me and all of those that come to this podcast, that listen. We all have the free right to choice. So, glad to have you here. Now, we want to hear from you. We know it's been a while since we've done a podcast, although our intention is to do a podcast, one podcast, at least one per week. We are led by the Spirit of God, and we only move when God's Spirit moves us. So on occasion, you know, you may not hear from us a week or two, but it doesn't mean that God is not still working. He is still working for us in our lives, and we recognize him. Now, if you want to contact us, if you have questions or something you want us to pray with you about, we have an email address. It's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. Again, that's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. You can email and let us know how we can contact you when you give us your email, and let us know a perfect time and we can contact you. We have access to conference lines. While we do use technology, we do have the opportunity to use conference lines if we need to talk. That's not a situation. Or if you have information that you believe would be helpful for us, you just want to share your opinion, we want to hear from you. We believe that everyone needs a word of encouragement at some point in their life, and that's what we're here for. We're here to encourage you, and when we hear from you, it encourages us, so we want to hear from you. Now, there's a tool that we use because we believe also that everyone should read the Bible for themselves, and we use a tool. It is called BibleGateway.com. We use that tool pretty much every day. We're reading from it every day. And if you go to that website, last time we used it, it was still free. We used it today. You're going to find various translations of the Bible, and you can just read to your content. Also, we're told that they now have an audible section, which means that they have a section if reading is not your strong point. There are certain translations that will read to you. So, if you want more information, just email us, let us know, ask any questions. We'll do our best to share with you what has been revealed to us. One other thing I'd like to say, I'd like to invite you to go to the library of this podcast. You're going to find various episodes. They all build on each other. If it's something that you want to know more about, just go there and read the list of episodes and the description boxes. They're brief, and just read and listen to the ones that, you know, speak to you. And then, of course, you've got the email address if you want to add comment. And we do want you to comment and let us know that you're there. I also want to let you know that The experiences that we share there are just experiences from things that personally we've learned. I am walking through my seventh decade and looking into my eighth decade. So that means that I've been around a while. I've learned some things. I'm seeing lots of change, and I'm learning how to accept that change and flow in that change and always look for the good in change, because change is constant. So these are things that I'm sharing with you that I've actually lived through, which it definitely implies victory, because I'm still here. I'm still excited about life, learning something new every day. I know this is one of my longer salutations, one of my longer welcomes. And sometimes I notice they get a little longer, but they're just things that I feel that I'm led to say that you need to know. So I do want to hear from you. I got up this morning very excited because so many wonderful things have been going on in my life. But what I really have learned from walking through these seven decades, what I've learned, what I've experienced is that His Word, and I'm referring to God, the Lord Jesus Christ, His Word performs. It does. It performs in my life. I can see His Word performing on a daily basis. And I've learned that I can trust His Word, because I found in His Word where He said that His heart toward me is only good, always good, never evil. I have found that to be true. I have found His Word to work in my life. I found in another place where He said His Word has gone forward. He has sent His Word out, and it's not going to return to Him void. It's not going to return to Him without action. It carries His intentions, and His Word is going to perform, is going to accomplish His intention, and this successfully, and it's going to bless me. It's going to be good, only good, never evil. So when I look around, because I do live in this world, I'm not of this world. I don't live from the preconceived notions of this world. I live by kingdom principles. I live by Christ mind principles. You heard me say in the very beginning of the broadcast that God is for me, He lives in me and through me, and that is true. I know that. I know God is for me. I know His heart for me is only good and never evil. I know that God delivers me from every evil assault. I know from what I've read in His Word that no weapon formed against me will ever prosper. He didn't say weapons wouldn't be formed. And sometimes, depending on how we view and see God, depending on how much we know about God and how much we trust God, we can use the adversary. There is an adversary. We recognize that there's an adversary. We'll try to use our own thoughts and words against us, ourselves. So we have to be very much aware, because we have power. We are kings and priests, because it's been declared. It's been written in God's Word. I found in God's Word where He has declared us kings and priests. I now know that I am a manifested son of God. I now know that I will never be alone, and I'm always cared for. These are things I've learned and come to know as a result of my relationship with God. The more and better and more that I know about God, the more that I know about the Bible, the more that I understand how God inspired the writers of the Bible. The Word itself is God breathed. God put Himself into that Word. I found in His Word where He said His words are life to those that find them. We have to find God's Word for ourselves, which means we have to come to know and understand what God has said. He will lead and guide us. We have to recognize His providence in every situation. When we've done the one thing that's necessary for us to really live a successful life, and that one thing necessary is to allow the Lord Jesus Christ, God, into our life and to shepherd us, for us to acknowledge Him constantly in all of our ways. He will direct us. We can have divine direction. And if you read, go to the library of this podcast, you'll find various episodes and you'll find various ones. If you read the description box, it'll help you understand how to hear from God and how to recognize that it is God. And when you're making decisions, how to make decisions and how to focus your mind and stay your mind and believe and trust God. You'll find out more about that. And you'll lead a much more accomplished, successful life under the direction and supervision of God. When you apply His word, trust His word, rely on His word, recognize that His word is immutable. No one can silence it, shut it down, change it. It is. When you truly come to know that our Father God, He refers to Himself for us who received Him as Abba Father God, who is actually Lord in creation, Elohim in creation. He created everything. And He has many names that He's called by. One of His names is wonderful. Many names. You will find people crying and calling out to God using different names. But you have to know Him on a more personal level, a more intimate level to truly understand how He functions so that you can identify what is Him and what isn't Him, what He intends for you specifically. You are an individual expression of God. We are all individual expressions of God. And He has individual relationships with us. His word is the same. His word doesn't change. But depending on what He know about Him, what we know about Him, how close we draw to Him, because we're individual expressions. No two people are exactly the same. Every relationship is individual. Even if you are twins born into this world, there is a difference. One twin comes out before the other. No matter the position, each expression from God is individual. We're all individual expressions. We are His expressions because He created us. He expressed Himself through us. And when you look in the mirror, you are looking at His expression of you. That's why you can always accept yourself, because it's how God expressed Himself through you. So that is divine. Learn to cherish what you see in the mirror and realize that He is our forever Abba Father God. We belong to a heavenly family. We are never alone. He's always with us. As you're breathing now, that breath, whenever you breathe, even if you're labored in breathing, if you're able to breathe, that is still God with you. His word is still performing in you and through you. When we lay down to sleep at night, He sustains us. Our body is sustained and regulated by Him automatically when we sleep. He's a present help, always there, always with us. His word is continuously performing in us and for us. He causes us to be fit because, number one, He's for us. Number two, He lives in us. Number three, he works through us. He does. He uses our hands, our feet for us to do things for ourselves. When we're able to carry out our physical functions, just our personal maintenance, our health care, the various things that we do when we do our physical work in our homes, how we clean where we live. That's Him working through us, using the hands that He's given us, allowing us the thought, now it's time to clean, now it's time to dress your body, now it's time to clean your body, it's time for you to clean your physical location. It's time for you to do certain things. That's the Christ man working through us, for us. So, His word performs. What we have to do is learn how to trust Him. Our power and strength comes from quietness with him, when we quiet ourselves from the daily events and all of the stuff that's going on around us, when we pull away with him, quiet our minds, he's able to speak through us. He's able to strengthen us. He's able to build us up where we're torn down. And as you walk through this earth realm and see all these things going on, there's so many different types of thoughts that are constantly coming at you, trying to get you to accept the world and how the world is living. That's the world. That's what's going on with them. For those of us who have received Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, we draw nigh to him. We close our eyes. We can go within. We know his word is constantly performing in our lives. As we breathe, every breath we take, whether we deem that breath labored or not, the fact that we have the privilege of taking that breath, that is God with us. It is never too late. You've got that breath in your body. You can trust God. We can trust him. We can speak his word. We know his word is going to perform. We can learn his word. We can study his word. Whenever we read God's word, there's a peace in that. There's a comfort in that. His word is performing. When we use all of our strength and effort to trust him, practice trusting God. Practice using or allowing Christ man wisdom. Practice acknowledging God no matter what decision you have to make, small or large. When you learn to recognize God's presence, when you learn to acknowledge him, when you learn to cast anything that would be heavy in your life to him immediately, you will learn how easy it is. He lets us know that his yoke is easy. His burden is light. His word carries out. It's going to perform successfully. We're going to find satisfaction in his word. It puts into effect and accomplishes exactly what it says. It fulfills all of our need in order of whatever is required. His word will fulfill the need. The requirement is fulfilled satisfactorily for us. The writers were simply his instruments. They transcribed the sacred pages of what was written in his books that he left on record so that we could understand how to look to him for direction and allow his government to be active in our lives. When we acknowledge him, truly rely on him in all of our ways, I tell you, I know from personal experience, he directs our paths. He allows people, the perfect right people, to come into our lives at the perfect right time, in the perfect right places, for whatever the need is. I am in a state of manifestation now. As I get more mature, I can see how the Lord is blessing, and he will bless you the same way. Learn that his word performs. Learn, if you're going to put your effort into anything, put your effort into learning to trust God, to trust him, to rely on him. Now, I hope I've said something that will be encouraging to you. I want to hear from you. God bless. Remember, his word performs. It's not going to return void. It accomplishes the thing and accomplishes through and for the thing to which he sent it, which is us. God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. This is Charlene. Welcome to Grace Multiplied, a mature persuasion podcast. Welcome. Now, if it's your first time coming to this podcast, welcome. And if you're returning to this podcast, welcome back. You are wise. I am so excited. I'm doing all I can right now to just contain myself because I know it's the Lord working for me, in me, and through me. So again, I say to you, welcome to Grace Multiplied, a mature persuasion podcast. And we're just so glad to have you here. Just want to let you know a little bit about what we believe here, just in case it's your first time coming to this podcast. We believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe that he died for us on the cross, was buried in the grave, and then rose from the grave for our justification on our behalf. We believe in that. We believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe in God. It's our choice. We believe that everyone has free will of choice. And we choose to believe in God. Now, when I say we, I'm specifically talking about me and all of those that come to this podcast, that listen. We all have the free right to choice. So, glad to have you here. Now, we want to hear from you. We know it's been a while since we've done a podcast, although our intention is to do a podcast, one podcast, at least one per week. We are led by the Spirit of God, and we only move when God's Spirit moves us. So, on occasion, you know, you may not hear from us a week or two, but it doesn't mean that God is not still working. He is still working for us in our lives, and we recognize him. Now, if you want to contact us, if you have questions or something you want us to pray with you about, we have an email address. It's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. Again, that's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. You can email and let us know how we can contact you when you give us your email, and let us know a perfect time and we can contact you. We have access to conference lines. While we do use technology, we do have the opportunity to use conference lines if we need to talk. That's not a situation. Or if you have information that you believe would be helpful for us, you just want to share your opinion. We want to hear from you. We believe that everyone needs a word of encouragement at some point in their life, and that's what we're here for. We're here to encourage you, and when we hear from you, it encourages us, so we want to hear from you. Now, there's a tool that we use because we believe also that everyone should read the Bible for themselves, and we use a tool. It is called BibleGateway.com. We use that tool pretty much every day. We're reading from it every day. And if you go to that website, last time we used it, it was still free. We used it today. You're going to find various translations of the Bible, and you can just read to your content. Also, we're told that they now have an audible section, which means that they have a section if reading is not your strong point. There are certain translations that will read to you. So, if you want more information, just email us, let us know, ask any questions. We'll do our best to share with you what has been revealed to us. One other thing I'd like to say, I'd like to invite you to go to the library of this podcast. You're going to find various episodes. They all build on each other. If it's something that you want to know more about, just go there and read the list of episodes and the description boxes. They're brief, and just read and listen to the ones that, you know, speak to you. And then, of course, you've got the email address if you want to add comment. And we do want you to comment and let us know that you're there. Also want to let you know that the experiences that we share there are just experiences from things that personally we've learned. I am walking through my seventh decade and looking into my eighth decade. So that means that I've been around a while. I've learned some things. I'm seeing lots of change, and I'm learning how to accept that change and flow in that change and always look for the good in change, because change is constant. So these are things that I'm sharing with you that I've actually lived through, which it definitely implies victory, because I'm still here. I'm still excited about life. learning something new every day. I know this is one of my longer salutations, one of my longer welcomes, and sometimes I notice they get a little longer, but they're just things that I feel that I'm led to say that you need to know. So I do want to hear from you. I got up this morning very excited because so many wonderful things have been going on in my life. But what I really have learned from walking through these 7 decades, what I've learned, what I've experienced is that His Word, and I'm referring to God, the Lord Jesus Christ, His Word performs. It does. It performs in my life. I can see His Word performing on a daily basis. And I've learned that I can trust His Word because I found in His Word where He said that His heart toward me is only good, always good, never evil. I have found that to be true. I have found His Word to work in my life. I found in another place where He said His Word has gone forward. He has sent His Word out, and it's not going to return to Him void. It's not going to return to Him without action. It carries His intentions, and His Word is going to perform. It's going to accomplish His intention, and this successfully. And it's going to bless me. It's going to be good, only good, never evil. So when I look around, because I do live in this world, I'm not of this world. I don't live from the preconceived notions of this world. I live by kingdom principles. I live by Christ mind principles. You heard me say in the very beginning of the broadcast that God is for me. He lives in me and through me. And that is true. I know that. I know God is for me. I know His heart for me is only good and never evil. I know that God delivers me from every evil assault. I know from what I've read in His Word that no weapon formed against me will ever prosper. He didn't say weapons wouldn't be formed. And sometimes, depending on how we view and see God, depending on how much we know about God, and how much we trust God, we can use the adversary. There is an adversary. We recognize that there's an adversary. We'll try to use our own thoughts and words against us, ourselves. So we have to be very much aware because we have power. We are kings and priests because it's been declared. It's been written in God's Word. I found in God's Word where He has declared us kings and priests. I now know that I am a manifested son of God. I now know that I will never be alone and I'm always cared for. These are things I've learned and come to know as a result of my relationship with God. The more and better and more that I know about God, the more that I know about the Bible, the more that I understand how God inspired the writers of the Bible. The Word itself is God breathed. God put Himself into that Word. I found in His Word where He said His words are life to those that find them. We have to find God's Word for ourselves, which means we have to come to know and understand what God has said. He will lead and guide us. We have to recognize His providence in every situation. When we've done the one thing that's necessary for us to really live a successful life, and that one thing necessary is to allow the Lord Jesus Christ, God, into our life and to shepherd us, for us to acknowledge Him constantly in all of our ways, He will direct us. We can have divine direction. And if you read, go to the library of this podcast, you'll find various episodes and you'll find various ones. If you read the description box, it'll help you understand how to hear from God and how to recognize that it is God. And when you're making decisions, how to make decisions and how to focus your mind and stay your mind. And believe and trust God. You'll find out more about that. And you'll lead a much more accomplished, successful life. under the direction and supervision of God. When you apply His word, trust His word, rely on His word, recognize that His word is immutable. No one can silence it, shut it down, change it. It is. When you truly come to know that our Father God, He refers to Himself for us who received Him as Abba Father God, who is actually Lord in creation, Elohim in creation. He created everything. And He has many names that He's called by. One of His names is wonderful. Many names. You will find people crying and calling out to God using different names. But you have to know Him on a more personal level, a more intimate level to truly understand how He functions so that you can identify what is Him and what isn't Him, what He intends for you specifically. You are an individual expression of God. We are all individual expressions of God. And He has individual relationships with us. His word is the same. His word doesn't change. But depending on what He know about Him, what we know about Him, how close we draw to Him, because we're individual expressions. No two people are exactly the same. Every relationship is individual. Even if you are twins born into this world, there is a difference. One twin comes out before the other. No matter the position, each expression from God is individual. We're all individual expressions. We are His expressions because He created us. He expressed Himself through us. And when you look in the mirror, you are looking at His expression of you. That's why you can always accept yourself, because it's how God expressed Himself through you. So that is divine. Learn to cherish what you see in the mirror and realize that He is our forever Abba Father God. We belong to a heavenly family. We are never alone. He's always with us. As you're breathing now, that breath, whenever you breathe, even if you're labored in breathing, if you're able to breathe, that is still God with you. His word is still performing in you and through you. When we lay down to sleep at night, He sustains us. Our body is sustained and regulated by Him automatically when we sleep. He is a piece of present help, always there, always with us. His word is continuously performing in us and for us. He causes us to be fit because, number one, He's for us. Number two, He lives in us. Number three, he works through us. He does. He uses our hands, our feet, for us to do things for ourselves. When we're able to carry out our physical functions, just our personal maintenance, our health care, the various things that we do when we do our physical work in our homes, how we clean where we live, that's Him working through us, using the hands that He's given us, allowing us the thought, now it's time to clean, now it's time to dress your body, now it's time to clean your body, it's time for you to clean your physical location. It's time for you to do certain things. That's the Christ man working through us, for us. So, His word performs. What we have to do is learn how to trust Him. Our power and strength comes from quietness with Him. When we quiet ourselves from the daily events and all of the stuff that's going on around us, when we pull away with Him, quiet our minds, He's able to speak through us. He's able to strengthen us. He's able to build us up where we're torn down. And as you walk through this earth realm and see all these things going on, there's so many different types of thoughts that are constantly coming at you, trying to get you to accept the world and how the world is living. That's the world. That's what's going on with them. For those of us who have received Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, we draw nigh to Him. We close our eyes. We can go within. We know His word is constantly performing in our lives. As we breathe, every breath we take, whether we deem that breath labored or not, the fact that we have the privilege of taking that breath, that is God with us. It is never too late. You've got that breath in your body. You can trust God. We can trust Him. We can speak His word. We know His word is going to perform. We can learn His word. We can study His word. Whenever we read God's word, there's a peace in that. There's a comfort in that. His word is performing. When we use all of our strength and effort to trust Him, practice trusting God. Practice using or allowing Christ man wisdom. Practice acknowledging God no matter what decision you have to make, small or large. When you learn to recognize God's presence, when you learn to acknowledge Him, when you learn to cast anything that would be heavy in your life to Him immediately, you will learn how easy it is. He lets us know that His yoke is easy. His burden is light. His word carries out. It's going to perform successfully. We're going to find satisfaction in His word. It puts into effect and accomplishes exactly what it says. It fulfills all of our need in order of whatever is required. His word will fulfill the need. The requirement is fulfilled satisfactorily for us. The writers were simply His instruments. They transcribed the sacred pages of what was written in His books that He left on record so that we could understand how to look to Him for direction and allow His government to be active in our lives. When we acknowledge Him, truly rely on Him in all of our ways, I tell you, I know from personal experience, He directs our paths. He allows people, the perfect right people, to come into our lives at the perfect right time, in the perfect right places, for whatever the need is. I am in a state of manifestation now. As I get more mature, I can see how the Lord is blessing, and He will bless you the same way. Learn that His word performs. Learn, if you're going to put your effort into anything, put your effort into learning to trust God, to trust Him, to rely on Him. Now, I hope I've said something that will be encouraging to you. I want to hear from you. God bless. Remember, His word performs. It's not going to return void. It accomplishes the thing and accomplishes through and for the thing to which He sent it, which is us. God bless you. Amen.